The conversation looks at fear that communities of color have when encountering police, and the fear that police have when encountering people of color. But it also focuses on what could be done to prevent incidents involving police here in Grand Rapids. Our first guest, Black Lives Matter Grand Rapids co-founder Brianna Ureña Ravelo, said equating those fears is a false binary.
If we're going to look at the numbers for how dangerous it is to be a cop, it's getting less dangerous to be a police officer, and that's an institution. That's a group of people that elected to be police officers, versus understanding that Black folks have lived in a community, in a world that sees them as lesser than and polices them and assaults them, and they have to be afraid of an institution.
For his part, Grand Rapids Police Department Chief David Rahinsky says after speaking at a national police conference, he's confident in his department's community efforts.
There's no one around the country, a department our size, who's doing more to interact with the community, more to be transparent, or more to be accountability than our agency. And I'm proud of the department, and I'm also proud of the community, because these are joint efforts.
Daryl Ross, co-director of Link, said it's not about good or bad cops, or even departments.
When you work in a criminal justice system that only allows police to arrest when they show up, the whole system is broke down by the time they're involved.
What all three touched upon was a need for community to have more conversation about what policing means and to go beyond what we can see about the other. Again, here's Ross.
I firmly believe, and Link would say, the community has a right to dictate how it wants to be policed.
Chief Rahinsky?
If somebody has a bias against police or a bias against an ethnic group or a nationality, the best way to knock down that wall is to get them to interact with the individual and see that they've got the same concerns, the same compassion they do.
As for specific solutions, here's Ureña Ravelo suggesting redirection of police funds to community programs that could respond to situations like mental health crises.
Ultimately, I think the money should go back to the community because I believe the community can address a lot of the issues that police are not able to address and that's not their job to address.
Mariano Avila, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.